Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our paranormal show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And we always clear the date because you're connected to the date of today from your past, going from year to year to year to your birth and maybe even further. But let's release the date. And it's the 27th. So it's July 27th, 2013. And here we go. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Little glitch there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. A little more. 1, 2, 3. There we go. It's released now. And let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen, whatever you have there. And let's bring in peace energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the light beam will actually change a little bit when you watch it. It'll have more radiant light coming from it. So I'll do it some more here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening that you don't like, and you want to have it maybe released a little bit, we'll see what we can do here. I can take away the initial time light of that. So think of it. And here we go, releasing the timeline on your concern. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Well, we have a kind of a busy next few days. So tomorrow we have our special call at 1 Pacific time. And I'll have maybe Kathy talk about that. And then on Monday, we have a sensory clearing that is beginning at, let's see, 6 o'clock, I believe, Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. So, Kathy, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. And as Ron said, today's date is July 27th, 2018. I do believe you said meant to say 2018, Ron. Didn't sound like
it. Oh, what did I say?
It sounded like you said 13.
Yeah, it could have been. Well, let me do the 18 then. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That one's released. So people are stuck in 2013. That's unusual. So back to you.
Okay, that's great. So it's July 27th, 2018, and Ron has activated the light being for us. That's found many places on his website, creationlightshift.com, or on his BBS radio Creation Light Shift Healing page. And we're here on Creation Light Shift Healings. And Ron Amatron is our host. Every Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific on Station 2. And Ron has two other shows on BBS radio, one on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Station 1, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific on Station 1. And during the show, Ron does live healings and oftentimes requests your feedback, your responses, your reactions to the healings, or ask for suggestions. And if something comes up and you have questions for Ron, you can write to him at our BBS radio .com email address, which is clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and also through the fast chat feedback form, which is on Ron's radio page under the option 2 link. And Ron says tonight's Paranormal Friday theme, so we read the paranormal questions that come in as well as the other ones that are left over from other shows or continuing ongoing topics. So we do have a couple pretty good ones tonight, Ron, that are paranormal. First, I wanted to bring your attention, Ron, to the email a listener sent you about clouds that they saw with photos. They were flying from the Czech Republic to Hungary, and they took some really fabulous cloud photos from the plane. Now, I'm looking at them. Ron, maybe you saw them. She took several. And I kind of had to laugh to myself because what she's saying is they just look really weird. Well, she's talking about the clouds look fluffy on top. She's flying over the clouds, as you do when you go on a jumbo jet. But there's a dark haze that is trapped under them. No wonder why the air has been so heavy, even though it looks like a nice day. She's also thanking you for the clearings because she's been running the 2012 Nano Detox clearing and listening to the archives while they travel because it helps them to be at peace during travels. So the reason why I was chuckling, Ron, and maybe when you see these pictures, if you saw them, you would see what I saw. And where we live in California and some other states, what this woman sent in from the Czech Republic is not unusual looking. In fact, it has a name here. It's called an inversion layer. You know what I mean, Ron, where it looks gray away above?
I have heard that, yeah, uh-huh.
But down below, she said it right, that the hot, heavy air is trapped in this inversion layer, and it can't get out. And then everything below is a dark haze, while everything above is just a normal blue sky that we all are longing to see. So this has been ongoing a long time. It takes a storm or a windstorm or something to get it out.
Very
Were you
good.
Going to say something, Ron, about the clouds?
I'll have to see those pictures. So I'll have to double-check my emails.
Not only that, but she's got some really great cloud photos in here that look like certain animals, friendly little animals.
Oh, that's cool.
So I want to thank you, listener, for sending these in and sharing them with Ron and the listeners here. And anyone else who happens to be traveling and sees unusual cloud formations or situations in weather, please do send them to Ron for the show and to add to his large collection of cloud photos that are kind of paranormal, or I should say abnormal. Okay, so, and then the next question, Ron, was it's about someone had blood work at a laboratory. And so they went to a large medical complex and had blood drawn for laboratory tests, medically prescribed. But when they came home, they felt totally drained. So they did a few clearings, and they feel better now. But they're wondering, this happened before, so they're saying, is it possible this laboratory is on a vortex or ley line? Could it be a feeding ground for aliens who feast on the blood that is drawn? Because this happened to her before. So back to you, Ron, for any thoughts on this.
Yeah, I'd say that sounds pretty good to me. Yeah, it feels like more is going on than what meets the eye.
Okay.
So a feeding ground, that could be very possible.
Yeah. Well, if any of us have to get our blood drawn, perhaps we could run the auric protection clearing while we're having that done, or some other clearing we may have, like a spirit integration, keep that running. But, we do, as humans, have to go through these tests. Then do the entity clearing afterwards from being touched by needles and people who took your blood.
Yep, and hitchhikers that hop on board.
and they're all unwanted. So and the next question in the box, Ron, is from a listener in Ethiopia. And it's kind of long, so I'll be paraphrasing a little bit and try to get the key points here. He says that, maybe he's in Nigeria. It's got a long town name where he's from. Delta State, Nigeria. So he's been listening to you for about a year, and he thinks you're doing great work for Earth humans and the Earth. So his concern is, as grown up as he is, 43, He's never earned any money, yet he's skilled. No one would ever give him a job. And so he's been borrowing money, set up businesses, but they collapsed and turned into debt. He writes this, "It's like a taboo for me to earn money of my own. I'm intelligent, vast, and ready to do any job within legal limit to earn living. But no way any company that tries to get me a job will have to close down to learn their lessons." So he's gone different places to seek solutions and said that in the past he went to churches for prayer, but it didn't change one thing. So he says he's wondering if you could look at him, because it's doesn't know what to do anymore, and what is the cause? What sort of cause? Is it black magic? Is it prayers? And he borrowed money to purchase clearings from creationlightship.com. He did the psychic billboard mind projecting clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, and the seven generations clearing bundles. And he did them with his through his phone. And didn't get any results until now. So he's just wondering if you would mind looking into him and giving him some advice, and because he really needs, you know, to have things change.
Okay. Yeah. This is very, this is strange, but it feels like he was born and got into a hole or something, or a vortex. Somehow, if he could change with one of the clearings, maybe the natal barcode one, it felt like the day that he was born, some vortex opened up, and he got sucked into it. And, you know, for that reason, he's unable to climb out of that, and all this negative stuff is happening. What I would try is clear away, you know, where you were born, you know, maybe the time you were born, and then reestablish a different place where you would like to be born. They sound kind of weird, but what's that song? It doesn't always talk about it, but I think, Cream did it. I think Born Under a Bad Sign or something, you know. Yeah. Eric Clapton, something like that. But anyway, that's what it feels like. He somehow got sucked into some off-planet type of vortex, and he's unable to make things connect here. So that's sort of what I'm picking up. I've never seen that before. So to kind of reestablish your birth landing point, okay, and maybe someone else could help him. There might be a clearing where you can reestablish something like that to move yourself maybe 100 miles, you know, from where you're born or something into a different town, different city, whatever, you know, you call it there. And where you landed was not good.
Would that be the ley line or grid line?
Yeah. It's a vortex that somehow, wherever he was born, it's like a black hole, you know?
Yeah, but I mean to reestablish himself, because you don't have any relocation healings.
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out what he could do. Maybe somebody could help out what they think would work on the website, you know, to reestablish a different mm-hmm. birth location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting, different situation. So what basically you suggested was that he get the natal barcode removal, clear the date and...
Date and time of his birth, yeah.
And the place.
And eliminate that out of his life, you know?
Now, the date, the place, the time, his name. Okay, so that part would be done, and then he needs to reestablish another home, a birthplace.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's where we need some advice.
Yep. We'll see what other listeners can help out with there.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's timeline crashing, but that's just to remove. So, to reestablish, would that be more or less an external type of clearing, just to give a clue?
Yeah, it would be external, yes, external clearing.
Well, okay. So maybe we could all put our experiences together and see if we can come up with something for him. So does it matter, Ron, where he reestablishes himself?
I think he could figure out a location, a town, you know, that you know, seems peaceful and happy or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something we could all do for ourselves. Maybe we, you know, we were all born in hospitals or somewhere like that, you know. I don't know, but okay, so now Ron, how about the healings he's got, the psychic billboard mind projection clearing and the self-empowerment clearings? Does he need to do more work with
those? I'm sure they're helping, but this other energy is so much stronger because the energy isn't connected here.
Oh. Oh, my. Okay. So, all right. Unless we hear from anyone about this man's situation from Nigeria, then that will be the end of it. Okay, Ron, so here's some comments. I ran the timeline crash, as you suggested, for a longer time. The time was 2,000 minutes. I saw ice cube-shaped timeline crash clouds on the second day, covering the whole city skies. Mm-hmm. Then I saw my first timeline crash clouds at night. What a relief. With something as enormous, with enormous implications like timeline crashes, is it my spirit crashing the timelines, my body and spirit, or is it the light beings? Or both of us? Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's the light being energy doing that.
Great.
And it's taking you off of the timelines. So you have a visual, something to look at to see that it's working. So it must be a pretty heavy-duty timeline to do that.
Yeah, because I've not seen the timeline crashes, clouds crashes over my house and the area, the neighborhood, but not over the whole city like he's saying. It's hard to see how far they do go though.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay. Next question. Somebody is interested in a generic clearing. The special generic clearing might help, because they're trying to purchase the Martyr whole lifetime clearing, but it's not on the website. Only the seven-generation martyr clearing is listed. So is it okay to enter martyr in the special generic whole lifetime clearing?
Yes, it is. Yes, you could do that. Uh-huh. Under the special clearing. Uh-huh. Put in martyr.
Great. Okay, so as you can see, Ron's got answers for these questions on the healings, and people are really digging into the healings, Ron. That was really good. Ron has a special generic clearing that we can use for items that are not already created by Ron on his website. However, like this person did, do check with Ron first. And he'll verify. Okay, so Ron, you've gotten quite a lot of interest and from listeners who want you to offer the kind of a symbols clearing sometime in the future, and we'll remind you, but several people have written the different kinds of symbolic energies that they've worked with in the past, just a bunch of different ones. So the interest is definitely here, and maybe we'll, you can table it. Since July is already over, we can put it on the list for August.
Next month sometime probably, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay, I do want to mention, Ron and I talked about this earlier, that there is, for anyone interested in the symbolic clearing Ron does, and why that's important is that there is a radio show that Ron has on Contact Talk Radio. You have to go directly to his website. And on the right side, you'll find the CTR archive, and you can find it there. It's called Energetic Object Cording and Spiritual Symbols, and it talks about our need for projecting significance onto symbols, healing with them, and how to remove the attachment. There's a lot of other good information on that show as well, kind of give you a real more rounded background as to why Ron created this and why he's doing these healings. And also the benefits you'll get from attending the conference calls, and because he talks about how he removes things and what it does and how they've been affecting us, whether we knew it or not. So a lot of us unknowingly did work with spiritual symbols because they looked good and they sounded good and they might have worked. But there's something dark about them that Ron has to get to the bottom of and heal from us. So that show is really good. It was called Energetic Object Cording and Spiritual Symbols. The date is what you'll have to look for on the archive. It's over on the left side. The date was, 5 May. That would be May. It says May 1st, 2013. So it's 05-01-13 and an MP3, 05-01-13 MP3 on the left side on the Contact Talk Radio side. So a lot of the topics that we discuss on this show are also covered in those Contact Talk Radio radio archives. And so for those of you that are kind of new, you can find them really helpful. Also, even if you're not new, there's a lot of healings on those. If you've only heard it just once, you can still get the benefit of the healings, because Ron says they'll work up to 3 times unless he says otherwise.
Yep, that's true.
Good, okay. So the next item of business, Ron, is your upcoming conference call tomorrow, Saturday, July 28th. And that's going to be a good one on healing the densities in the ears and eyes. And that's going to start at 6 p.m. Pacific. And it's Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not right, is it?
No, I think it's 1.
Yeah. 1 o'clock Pacific, 1 to approximately 3 p.m. Thank you, Ron. $20 per attendee. And as usual, you pay through the website on the PayPal button. And it's on the homepage at the top. So there, it's very a very unique type of a healing Ron's doing. It's got kind of different than he usually does. I think it's going to be a really good one that we will all probably have some effect on us. So healing the ears and the eyes density, Ron, will you please discuss the significance of that particular kind of healing for the ears and eyes?
Well, in a nutshell, what it is people are living in mass consciousness. And with that, you have all different meanings and energies that are connected to, you know, the spoken word and what you look at. You know, subliminal messages you have. You have how sometimes, you know, with words that can be in different songs. They used to talk about that in the old days, you know, playing a record backwards, you know, mm-hmm. and hearing something different. So, you know, it's just the imprinting, negative imprinting that the body is getting through two of your senses. So that's, I guess, about all that I could really say on it. There's so much that this clearing is going to do. It'll augment your natal barcode clearing, and should get some more stuff off of you. So it should be, you know, very beneficial. So back to you, Kathy.
Boy, that does sound quite phenomenal. Also, I think it might augment the mind matrix. Mind programming healing that we have, maybe
yeah, that's true too. Yes.
Unconnected from that. I know there's all kinds of things we've seen and heard that we wish we hadn't, but they're, like you said, they're imprinted. The flyer, if in case people didn't get the flyer, it was mailed out July 23rd. It says that the eyes and ears are used as a gateway to connect us to timelines. The eyes become traumatized and numbed out from seeing negative emotional physical events. The ears become contaminated through speaking and hearing negative comments and words from people, and also hearing harmful sound frequencies. Isn't that true? Like, certain
yep.
words and honking horns and all kinds of things. So, Ron, it says here you're going to be releasing deeply embedded harmful energies. When clear, the eyes and ears produce vibrations which help to keep the physical body healthy. Oh, that sounds just terrific. It's so true. Sometimes you just want to close your eyes through the rest of life. If you feel that way, this clearing's for you.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, you watch, you know, some people, they get traumatized and their eyes get glossed over because they jump out of their body because, you know, what they're looking at is so bad that they get paralyzed, you know?
So, oh, yeah.
You know, it's... This is the first time that I'll be doing this call, so it'll be interesting to see people's responses on it afterwards.
I do hope people write in because, you know, eventually when they can, you know, after they're done relaxing and taking in the healing, get over to their device and write a few words to Ron, because this really is a special, unique, beneficial clearing that will help enhance the rest of our clearings. And like you said, it goes in conjunction with the natal barcode removal. which, as you know, removes letters, vowels, and consonants and numbers frontwards and backwards. So, oh gosh, that is just terrific. So, everyone, it's tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific. So, it's $20 per attendee. And you can register through Ron's PayPal on his page. There's a link at the top on the homepage. And there's light code water infusion. And you can have up to 7 glasses of water. So that's a really nice, Ron, to have that water while we're getting the healing.
Yeah, yeah.
Flush helps the body flush out all that negativity you're clearing. And gives space to the spirit to come back in.
Yeah, so you should be able to get all the information on the website to pay for it and to get the login information. So that'll be there. I believe you have to scroll down on PayPal after you pay for it, and it'll say return to merchant, I believe, and that will give you the information on it.
Yeah, the information, you mean the code, the phone number,
the code,
and the login?
Yeah. If for some reason you don't get it, I'll be checking emails an hour before the call starts. And Sunday night I'll be sending out the phone number and the PIN for the call. That will be on Monday. And I'll also be doing checking on Monday also, but I'm not sending anything out until Sunday so I can get all of these things together. Yeah, as you know, otherwise I'll be going back probably about a week on emails. So what you could do is just send me something on Sunday, and that way it'll be in my inbox at the top for people who want to have the sensory clearing. And like I mentioned, the sensory clearing, you need to have as a prerequisite for that, you know, your emotional and mental clearing. And if you wanted to, you know, do another whole lifetime clearing, you know, it'll be half price for you if you wanted to do that. So most people need the fear clearing. I'm sure if you have that and you want to do another one, maybe you can do trauma. Maybe you can do anxiety. You know, any of those things, what would be helpful for you with the sensory clearing to go through so it'll impact you more when you have some of those clearings done, because it's just it's a very complicated clearing that I do, and it takes a good couple of hours to do that typically. So anyway, that's if you want to do something additional, you can. And like I said, if there's a problem with the cost on it right now for you, you know, you can set up a payment situation with me. That's fine. Just whatever, you know, you think you can do, let me know. As long as it's not strung out too far, you know. And that's a prerequisite for the 4-in-1 clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I'm really glad you repeated that, because we have been discussing this on previous shows. And I do want to remind the listeners that Ron's previous shows are archived on VBS Radio. Wednesday, July 25th is up, and the sensory clearing was talked a lot about on that show. And then the Monday show, he talked about it too. So if you can catch the archives too, you can catch a lot of the information that you might be missing, you might think you're missing. But I also do want to mention that when Ron offers a special call like the sensory call, it's not on the website, because it never was on the website. He's just doing this as a special favor for those who've tried to schedule it over the last few years. Right, Ron? You said a couple of years. Due to Ron's demanding schedule and personal appearances and all the other conference calls he's created for us, he hasn't been able to, you know, do every single thing he'd like to do. So he came up with doing a group sensory healing conference call for those of you who have never had the sensory clearing before and want it, because it is a prerequisite to the 4-in-1 special clearings that he does for us individually, personally. So he's offering it at a special price. That's why it's not on the website, because it is just what he thought he could do on just Monday for us to catch. Now, there is a healing conference call protocol. If you've ever written to Ron on the Fast Track website page from VBS Radio, you can click on the link up there and see the protocol that started January 1st. There's also on Ron's website a healing conference call protocol page. It's the exact same information. And it tells you exactly how to purchase the conference calls that are not actually listed or are listed. So it's the same way. You would just go to Ron's PayPal, any one of those buttons, and send the amount that is required, and it will, and your name, whoever the call is for, just like normal. In this case, you will not get access code. You will just get a receipt. That receipt you'll forward to Ron to his own address at creationlightship@yahoo.com with this on the subject line, what healing call it's for. So he can get to it quickly and send you the access code. Okay, so that's all explained here in the healing conference call protocol. That's in two places. And that's to help make it easier for us to get to these, to register quickly and easily. And so Ron will have time to send you the access code. And don't want to have to do it at the last minute. Might not get it. Okay, so I hope that we'll probably talk about it some more tomorrow night. But the sentry call, Ron, is, if you can explain one more time, what it actually does for those of us who forgot or don't quite understand.
Yeah, the sentry is like a whole lifetime emotional clearing. So I go back to... and everybody's going to be different, but ideally I'll be going back to probably 100,000 years, and I'll have to figure out how I'm going to do that, but it will be done. And then you could let me know how you're feeling on an email afterwards, because it's like a big emotional release from past lives. So, and remember, you're dealing with trigger points and stuff like that. So your body has all this stored negativity in it from your ancestors, and you may not even have experienced one of those things yet, but it's kind of coming up, and you're feeling it somehow in your body, not knowing why you're agitated. Maybe it's going to come up in a year from now, and now it's kind of on the elevator coming up slowly, and the sensory clearing should help to eliminate a lot of your future dramas and traumas. So it's just like a emotional clearing. That's the way it's supposed to work, and it should help you out eventually. You should have a big relief after doing this clearing. So back to you.
Yes, and just to reiterate, since the question came in so many times, it does cost $100. Okay, so that's the sentry clearing for Monday, July 30th, 2018, at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And that's a lot of healings you've done this month for us, Ron. So we really do appreciate all the energy and time that you've put into this, planning it out for us so we can really accelerate our healing and be prepared for ascension. Okay, so it's up to us to register and get on board while Ron's offering these fantastic opportunities. So someone has a suggestion, Ron, for the August intensive, and they're going to be signing up for it on all three Sundays. And so they're asking if... does the water start with the first with the Wednesday, August 1st, water and healing when they're in quarantine. Wait a minute. For the month of August, does it start first with the Wednesday, August 1st, water and healing?
Oh, yes. If you bought the whole enchilada with the Sunday and Saturday call, along with the weekly calls, yeah, it would start on the 1st. Yes, uh-huh. It'd be the first day of the month.
Yeah, because that is a Wednesday. Okay,
yes, so, you know, is that what the question is, if they should come on that call or not?
No, I think you answered the question. They're wondering also if they could include the light infusion healing chamber in the Sunday intensives, and maybe even the harmonic frequency clearing room on the Sunday calls.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I won't know till Sunday.
Also, will you be, well, maybe this is a request, I could take it that way. Enjoyed the round disc for healing, would like to do that again for some other spots, and the special silver suit for protection, if you could do that on the Sundays as well, since they haven't been on an intensive for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah, it's... I really can't answer that right now, because when the call starts is when everything starts working for me, because I'm in the now. And so typically I would say that we'll probably be doing, you know, the healing disc and the astronaut suit. But anything else, I just can't really confirm that, because I go by what the people need on the call, along with, you know, other protocols that I have to go through before the call starts. So everything with me is live. It's instant. And I don't necessarily plan anything out for the calls. The calls just start and, you know, they take over, and what we're doing is what we're doing. So back to you.
Yeah, so anyway, well, now you know there's interest in doing that again for those who missed it. Yeah, it's good to it was talked about a lot on the show, so they heard about it and want to do that too.
Great.
Nail barcode removal. Please advise. They're clearing their names of friends and relatives on the natal barcode removal. Want to be sure they're doing it right, so should they use the original last name and or married last name if they have that, or both?
Well, the natal one is mainly for you and not necessarily for your friends. If you want to purchase it for your friends and do all that for them, you could do that. But basically, it's just for you to clear yourself, with all the dates and numbers and names that you have had given to you, and where you have lived, and phone numbers, and, you know, anything that deals with numbers to you and letters, it's all clearing it off of you. As far as people, I don't think it's going to necessarily work that well. It's a good idea, but I don't think that the clearing protocol is not designed for that.
So if they're married, okay, well, they could. What about their own name? Their own original
name?
Yeah,
it all relates to you, you know. So, you know, if you had one last name and then you got adopted, and your parents that gave you their last name, and then all of a sudden you got married, and so now you have three last names associated with you, plus maybe nicknames and everything else. So you want to clear all of that stuff from you. And if you've had divorces, then you want to put that name in there also. you know, if you had a different last name. So it's whatever is related to you.
Yeah, okay. But what if you're married to someone and they're right next to you? You know, so are you saying that they could clear, couldn't, if they cleared their spouse's name or their partner's name,
yeah, but,
that wouldn't
but
really
not,
be?
Yeah, but it doesn't resonate to you. You'd have to clear them separately and purchase a clearing for them to clear them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
okay, but I have a feeling they want to clear their name out.
Well, yeah, the name is fine. Yeah, that's the last name that they gave you. But that's related to you. You're not clearing the first and last name of your spouse. You're just clearing the last name that the spouse gave you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just attaching yourself from, instead of signs and symbols, it's, letters and numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is clear the energy of the person's name.
Yeah, the last name is fine. That's attached to you. If you have that name attached to you.
Oh, only if you have that name attached to you.
Yeah, now if you're living with somebody, you don't have their last name. So typically if you get married, you pick, you know, the male's last name. Imagine the female could also be transferred the same way, but I don't know if anybody has taken on the female's last name being a male.
Yeah.
But whatever is associated with you. And, you know, if your cousins gave you a nickname, you know, typically, you know, like, let's just say that you were typically, I'll just say maybe Irish, and you had red hair, you know, and you're real blonde and may have freckles. So maybe when you're growing up, you know, maybe the kids called you Freckles at school, or they called you Redhead or Red. Well, that's associated with you. So you want to clear all that off of you. Because each time somebody would say that name, say Red, they're giving you a psychic attack from them to you for Red. And you're identifying Red because you're used to hearing them call you Red.
Okay.
Or say Freckles or something, you know, or whatever, you know. I'm just using that because... I think that was probably kind of common,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's not that many redheads around, you know? At least there wasn't when I grew up. I think the Palladians are bringing in more of them now, but anyway, for getting that. But I could tell that we're talking, you know, like, where's all the redheaded people? There was hardly anybody that I could see around with red hair. And then all of a sudden, here in Mount Shasta, a bunch of them came in within a couple of weeks. And I go, what's this, you know? So it was quite interesting. But yeah, when I went to school, I think there was probably, you know, out of your whole class, maybe two of the children, you know, your classmates were, you know, typically they had red hair, you know, out of maybe... couple hundred kids, you know. How was it for you, Kathy? I know you're not as old as I am, but you know.
Well, in our generations, Ron, you know, which was like 60s, 70s, I guess. But yeah, redhead people were considered rare beauties, and also red hair dye, I heard, was the best selling dye, hair dye. Around more than any other color because it was considered so uniquely, you know, unique and special. So, you know, red hair was considered to be quite, you know, special and classic. And a lot of people would even add red streaks to their hair if they had dark hair. Red hair was quite the thing then. So that's why now I really notice redheads, because it's not that common anymore. But anyway, Ron, I think your point's well taken that the nail bark hoe removal is used for tracking things that are particular and personal to us, clearing the tracking, clearing the clues, dissociation with anything to us, including even the car, license plate, PIN number, your Social Security number, that kind of thing.
Yeah, old phone numbers, old addresses, you know. And you start feeling lighter once you start clearing those things off of you.
The needle bark hole removal clearing, you can have a field day with that. Wow. It really does clear a lot.
Yeah. And if you notice when you put a word in, it goes from front to back and back to front, releasing the energies.
You can even, how about your zodiac, your sun sign, your moon sign, all those signs, you can put that in.
Put that in.
And that's a fabulous, useful clearing for the money. $50. Thank you again, Ron. We can't thank you enough. Well, anyway, Ron, I do want to move on because it's 56 after, and I really appreciate if you would do a couple healings for us before we close. But before we do that, the listener from Nigeria, who you suggested would benefit from doing the nail bark hoe removal and to also reestablish where they were born, we had asked for the listeners to come up with maybe some suggestions, and one listener did try to help, and here's what she says, Ron. What do you think? She's saying, can you use the special clearing to relocate the place of birth and the date, et cetera? So what do you think about that, Ron?
Yeah, that may work fine, because it relates to you. I would definitely try that one.
So what would you, for instance, write in?
New birth place, probably. Okay. City, town, city, state, or something. I don't know. You know, different countries are different. You know, like back east they have boroughs, and here in California we have cities. You know. But I don't know what they have in Nigeria, but yeah, you want to change that.
Okay, I think you're right. My new birthplace.
My new birthplace. My new place of birth, yeah. Or birthplace. Yeah, either one would work, yeah.
That is fantastic. Oh, thank you so much to the listener.
I'm just thinking maybe even changing the time. Or the birth date. On one of the shows, quite a while ago, maybe it was on a conference call, or it was on, I think it was a conference call. I did something where we picked a particular year of your life, and maybe even a month of the year, when you really felt good and happy and everything else. And we brought that energy into you that you're requesting. And it kind of like re-jump-started you into that time frame on that timeline. Maybe somebody could comment on that. Because all of a sudden, what you're going through now is a whole different timeline. And you can remember maybe when we'll just say that life is not good for you right now, okay? You're dealing with problems. And so, but you can think back and go, shit, 30 years ago, I didn't have this problem and I felt wonderful. So, you go back and you get on that timeline of 30 years ago, and maybe the situation that you have now could very possibly change because you're on a whole different timeline.
That did seem to work for some people.
Yeah,
that was last
year.
You did those on the radio.
Yeah. I think it's about a year ago, but I think I did it on a conference. So maybe somebody might know. I know I had a lot of comments on it. Maybe somebody could write in and say if it was a conference call or on one of the BBS shows or something. But it was like one of those spur-of-the-moment things that we did, you know? Remember, who you are is what you think, okay? Because you're thinking on timelines. And so, you know, get a timeline that was enjoyable for you, that everything was working, you know, properly. You know, but maybe you had a car accident and, you know, you broke your wrist or something, you know, and it's hurt ever since. And now you could probably go in and reestablish that. I might do a call on that. Maybe you can put that on the burner here, where you can reestablish your wellness state. So I don't want to get too far out here, you know.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that, because other people are writing in, too, that they also have not earned any money, and they try really hard. And they also suffer from ongoing lack of prosperity. So that was a good suggestion, Ron. Another person said he has a poverty karma, he thinks, and similar struggles.
Yeah. Allergic to money.
Yeah. So anyway, Ron does have solutions to those things, and
yeah,
so maybe we'll have to address that another time.
We got the bundle on prosperity, I think, prosperity
mm-hmm.
bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's so much, man. Anyway.
Yeah, so many densities.
Yeah, I'm going, oh, geez, you know. It's not one thing, it's another, you know.
Yeah, some people have no problem earning the money, but they have a problem keeping the money. It's just ongoing. So anyway, I think people are getting in touch with what really is bothering them and writing to Ron for solutions. Please do continue to listen to the archive. Contact Talk Radio is probably no longer playing on Sunday and Thursday because the whole run expired. But certainly you can go to the site on Ron's website, and there's two places where you can get the descriptions and read it, and then you can go and find it on the mirror site and listen to them.
So Contact Talk Radio is no longer in existence?
Well, it is, but I think it's not on VBS anymore because it ran the whole series.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm not sure they're putting it on as an archive anymore. I was listening to it. It was on Sundays and Thursdays, and they're both the same show.
Yes. Okay. Well, what's next, Kathy? I guess we're about out of time here.
Well, it's three after.
Yeah.
Would you do some healing for us, Ron? Maybe clear some aliens out of our personal space, for starters?
Sure. Okay, yeah, here we go. Alien clearing. Get them out of your room, out of your body. So they got a bus ticket out of here. So here we go. I'll count to 100. And then we'll do the mind to heart drop. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Well, a little leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, if you had any chills, or your body jerked, or you're yawning a lot, they left you. You had them in you, typically. So here we go. Let's do the mind and heart drop. So you have to say this out loud. And I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts to my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate this action, we'll count from 10 to 1 three times. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.